What's good, what's good? We are back for another episode of Cloud 10 Radio, and today we're going to be talking about a very common topic, something that we've all battled with, we've all struggled with at one time: fear. All right, what is fear? How does fear manifest in our lives? What does it mean? Why do we have fears? And ultimately, how can we improve our outlook on fear, having fear and overcoming fear as well? So we've got some very interesting information that will be coming up, and including that, we'll be talking about the top five phobias. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, but think about, what do you think the top five phobias or fears are in general for people all over the world? We'll be right back. All right, so we are back, and as I said earlier, we're going to be talking about fear. Very common topic, something that we've all dealt with. But to start off, we're going to be addressing the top five phobias or fears that are seen in our world today. All right, so you may have an idea of what some of these may be, but we're going to start from number five and then go to number one. All right, so the first one is cynophobia, which is the fear of dogs. All right, the next one is aerophobia, which is the fear of planes. After that, at number three, we have acrophobia, which is the fear of heights, and ophidiophobia, which is number two, which is the fear of snakes. All right, so take a second in your mind, think about what number one may be. And we're going to have an imaginary drum roll. And number one is arachnophobia, which is the fear of spiders. All right. So these are very common fears that people have. And when it comes to being a phobia, it's not just a general fear. Obviously, if you see a big, vicious dog, you're going to be afraid of it, depending on where you are. But these are things that are irrational fears that people really don't even know how to deal with. All right, so we're looking at phobias, we're looking at things that really put fear in people, even when they shouldn't at times. But as we always do, we're going to be going into the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding behind fear to get a better idea of it and to get a better understanding on how we can overcome our fears and really how we can get rid of some of these other fears, and also what kind of fear is good. All right, so take a quick second and we will be right back. All right, so we're going to start off in our book of wisdom, always the holy scriptures and also the wisdom writings as well. So these are included in the Apocrypha for those wisdom writings. And we've gone to this book a lot, but the name of it is Ecclesiasticus, and it is chapter 34, starting at verse 13 for this segment. All right. So in verse 13 of chapter 34 of Ecclesiasticus, it says, "The spirit of those that fear Yahuwah shall live, for their hope is in him that saveth them. Whoso feareth Yahuwah shall not fear nor be afraid, for he is his hope." All right, so for those of y'all who may not be familiar, when I say Yahuwah, for those of y'all who may have read the Bible before, whenever we see the word the Lord, that is actually referring to the Hebrew name of God. All right, so that name, through my research, some people have slightly different variations, but what I found is Yahuwah is the most accurate name that I found. So It says the spirit of those that fear Yahuwah shall live, because their hope is in him. And it says, if you fear Yahuwah, you shall not fear nor be afraid. All right, so some people can see this as a contradiction. He says, if you fear Yahuwah, then you won't fear nor be afraid. But we have to realize there are two different types of fear that we are dealing with in this world. There's fear of the Most High, right? Fear of the Creator, and the fear of doing something displeasing in his eyes. And then there's stuff like phobias, like we had seen before. People are afraid of dogs. People are afraid of heights. People are afraid of spiders, whether they be small or large. But really, it's an irrational fear, right? If you have, if you fear the Most High, then your hope is going to be that the Most High is going to save you, even if there is a huge spider that is walking in your house right now. You know the Most High is going to have things handled, even though it's very natural for us to have fear, knowing that all things are going to work out in his plan, right? So that's a good place to start off, distinguishing the two different types of fear. We have the godly fear, the fear of the Most High, and then we have fears that are more like phobias. All right, next we're going to go to the book of Job. This is in the Old Testament, chapter 28 and verse 28. And he says, behold, the fear of Yahuwah, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. All right, so people who want to be wise, people who want to gain wisdom, the first place to start is fearing the Most High. The way you fear the Most High is to learn about him, learn what he likes, learn what he doesn't like, and departing from evil and evil situations, evil people, that is understanding. They go hand to hand. So ultimately, if you have that wisdom from the Most High, hopefully you're not going to be in those situations where you're going to be, in a situation where there is going to be a huge spider, there is going to be a huge dog trying to attack you. Hopefully you have that type of wisdom and understanding to depart from evil or situations that are going to lead you into trouble in the first place. All right. Next, we're going to go to the book of Psalms. All right. We're going to go to book one, chapter 119 in verse 20. Trying to get a better idea of how to fear the Most High, because people think fearing the Most High could be this very broad thing. But what does it mean to actually be afraid or fear the Most High? So Psalm 119, verse 20, it says, actually, my bad, gotta jump to verse 120. All right, verse 120 of chapter 119, it says, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I am afraid of thy judgments. All right. So here King David is talking about the Most High. He said, look, my flesh trembles for the fear of the Most High, and he is afraid of the judgments of the Most High. All right. If you've looked at my podcast, my last podcast, which is What Happens After Death, you'll see, you know, I've talked about this idea of a judgment to come. It's all throughout the scriptures, and it's something that for people who have wisdom and understanding, we know that there's something to come. David, in this sense, is afraid of doing something displeasing to the Most High, so that it results in him not having that salvation and protection from the Most High. So this is that fear that he is worried about. He's not worried about, you know, a spider or, you know, being up too high on a building or anything like that. He's more worried about doing something that is displeasing to the Most High. All right. We've got one more scripture, one more statement, one more piece of wisdom in this section before we take another quick break. All right. It'll be the book of Ecclesiastes. This was actually written by David's son. David was the one that we just read from. He was a very honorable king of Israel. This was his son, who was a very rich, very wise man, wise above all men before him. All right, in the end of his book, Ecclesiastes, In verse 13, he says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim, or Yahuwah, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." All right, so this goes back to the idea of his father, King David, saying, "Look, I'm afraid of the judgments of the Most High." All right, forget these other things that people are afraid of. That is what I'm afraid of. And why? Because he's going to bring every single work that we've done, every single action that we've done, every single idle word that we've said into judgment. All right, so in general, just for this first part, Solomon gives us a very clear idea of what we need to do, and also what goes along with fearing the Most High. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. So all of that wisdom, all of the knowledge and instructions that we get throughout the scriptures, that is what we should be holding on to. And we should be afraid if we're not in line with the things that are said. All right, so we're going to jump right back into this, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay, so we've gone to the Apocrypha, the hidden writings that were included in the 1611 King James Version Bible, but taken out by later religious leaders. We've also gone to the Old Testament, which is something that is accredited and valued by the Jewish community, also the Islamic community, also the Christian community. So these are things that are widely accepted throughout all different types of religions and beliefs. This is wisdom that is applicable to everyone. Even though those religions have their own twist on things, we just went directly to the text to get a better idea of what it means to have fear of the Most High, and how do we fear the Most High the right way? And also, what should we not be afraid of? Like other irrational things, like we mentioned in the beginning of this segment, those top five phobias, there's really no reason to have an irrational fear of those things. All right. Now we're going to jump to maybe the more popular, the more commonly read New Testament. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For Elohim, or commonly just referred to as God, hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." All right, so back to this whole idea of fear. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear. All right, and it says that the spirit of those that fear Yahuwah shall live, because their hope is in him. So us who trust the Most High with what he's done, us who keep the commandments and keep the faith, he hasn't given us the spirit of fear to have an irrational fear of anything of this world. We're going to fear him, but in return, he gives us a spirit that gives us power, love, and a sound mind. Very important things that are really positive qualities that come from fearing him, but also trusting him. All right. Next, before we take just the smallest little break, we are going to go to Proverbs, very commonly known Proverbs, just for the wisdom that it has in it. Very valuable for anyone, whether you believe in the Bible or not, just looking at it from a wisdom standpoint is very valuable. It says in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, it says, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." All right, so you and I can both just use what we know, what we've read so far in Job 28 and 28. It was talking about to fear the Most High is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So in Proverbs chapter 14 and 16, it says, a wise man feareth. But what does he fear? You and I both know, the Most High, and departeth from evil. But a fool rageth and is confident. All right, so people may not have a fear of, you know, not keeping the laws of the Most High or doing what's pleasing to the Most High, but they tend to be really confident about those things. But being wise, if you want to develop wisdom, you got to read and try to understand what our Creator and Maker actually wants from us. Don't go to a church to find it out. Just read it and to get, you know, a better understanding of it. All right, so in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26, it says, in the fear of Yahuwah is strong confidence, and his children have a place of refuge. The fear of Yahuwah is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. All right. Really valuable stuff that comes from just fearing the Most High, not fearing the things of this world. It says that it's strong confidence. It says that his children shall have a place of refuge. All right. It says also that the fear of Yahuwah is a fountain of life. Why? Because we depart from the snares of death. Or as it said in Job 28:28, departing from evil, having understanding. These are things that all come from fearing the Most High. And how do we know what is evil and what's good unless we really read and find out? So I definitely urge you all to continue your studies, to read and to just try to get a better idea of what is evil, what is good, what are some things that I should partake in, what are some things that I shouldn't partake in. Okay, so we are right at the end here. Just a few more little pieces of wisdom that we're going to go over. We're going to go to Ecclesiasticus, the same book in the Apocrypha, not the one Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament written by King Solomon. This was written by a very wise man, actually a few wise men that had passed this book down from generation to generation, but they titled it Ecclesiasticus, or for an easier title, Wisdom. Right, Wisdom is also known as the Book of Sirach. All right, but just to jump to this book, Ecclesiasticus chapter 27 and verse 3. All right, I'm flipping to it right now. I have a Bible app that has the Apocrypha in it, and it's really valuable. Y'all can look it up. It's KJVA on the App Store. Really, anybody who likes to read, or even if you don't like to read that much, very valuable stuff there. But it says in Ecclesiasticus 27 and 3, unless a man hold himself diligently in the fear of Yahuwah, his house shall soon be overthrown. So those of y'all who are men out there growing a family, those of y'all who are parents who are trying to, you know, raise your children the right way, just know that the fear of the Most High is the only thing that's going to give your house, or, you know, your family, a really good foundation. That's the fear that we need to develop. All right. So in that same book, Ecclesiasticus chapter 18 now, chapter 18 and verse 27, it says, a wise man will fear in everything, and in the day of sinning, he will beware of offense, but a fool will not observe time. All right, so a wise man will fear in everything. What does he mean, fear in everything? Let's look at it from just what we've seen so far. Fearing the Most High, fearing to stray away from his judgments. As it said in Psalm 119 and 120, King David said he was afraid of the judgments of the Most High. This is that type of fear we're talking about. Being afraid to be judged by the Most High, knowing that if we do the wrong thing, we're not going to reap a good reward. All right. So it also says in the day of sinning, he will beware of offense. So when there's times where, you know, everybody's going to have instances where they may fall short, right? Or they may be close to falling short. But it's saying here a wise man is going to beware of offense, but a fool will not observe time, right? They're not going to even know what's going on. They're not really going to think about the fact that they may be doing something wrong. These people who have no fear of the Most High. But if you have a fear of the Most High, you're going to really do things diligently to make sure that you're doing the right thing. We're going to go one chapter over. Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verse 24. It says, "He that hath small understanding and feareth Elohim is better than one that hath much wisdom and transgresseth the law of the Most High." All right. So it's better to have not that much understanding, but have fear of the Most High. You know, with whatever you do know, hold fast to that and really value that and keep it close to you. He's saying it's better than someone who has a lot of wisdom but doesn't do the right thing and transgresses the law of the Most High. This is also giving us a good idea here of what it means to fear the Most High, not to transgress his law. Just like it said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, fear Elohim and keep the commandments. All right, those commandments are his laws. A lot of people commonly see that as the 10 commandments, but there are so many commandments that are under those subheadings that really just help us to live a wholesome, valuable, and righteous life. All right. So we'll just go ahead and get these last two. All right. It'll be Proverbs chapter 29 and 25. These are written by King Solomon. Let's see, the son of David, very wise man, wise above all men of his time and before his time. So in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25, he says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in Yahuwah shall be safe." All right. So people who are afraid of those things that we mentioned earlier, dogs, heights, these things that are random, being afraid of not being able to provide for your family, being afraid of not being able to get the right job, being afraid of not being able to improve a relationship that you may be in or want to be in, those types of fears, they don't help you out. It says that they bring a snare, all right? But putting your trust in the Most High, that is what keeps you safe. He's a refuge, all right? So fearing the Most High, you're putting trust in him. It's like if your parent tells you to do something, if you have a fear of them knowing that they might, you know, punish you in some type of way, whether that's a physical punishment or some other type of punishment, you're going to do what they say. So this is the same thing that we need to do to really get rid of these other fears, right? If you want to get rid of some of your fears now or all of your fears, start fearing the Most High. You'll get rid of your other fears because you realize everything else is irrelevant. All right. Lastly, we're going to go to the last book of the Bible. This is the book of Revelation. All right. A lot of people don't read it. I don't know why, or they don't understand it. It's very complex. But if we look at it with a watchful eye and, you know, we just read it and study it, it's a lot of very valuable information. And this is in the second to last book, talking about the kingdom, talking about the world to come, talking about new heaven and a new earth, which will come after this judgment that's been referred to throughout the entire scriptures, throughout the book of Ecclesiastes. It's mentioned in the book of, I don't even want to specify a book because it's everywhere. All right. But as you read and see, you'll see that it's so prevalent and basically all of these books have little pieces of the puzzle, and by reading it all, we can put it all together. All right, but in Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 and 8, it says, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All right. So just a quick little bit of wisdom there. We all know that there's going to be a day where our flesh is going to have to die, right? Our time is going to be up, but there is an opportunity to be able to preserve your spirit. All right. But if you don't do the right thing, if you don't follow the law of the Most High and keep that faith, you're going to die again. All right. It's unfortunate to hear from me, but I think you might as well read it for yourself. It'll definitely give you a better understanding. But there is a second death to come. All right.
Bless you.
And also, just getting an idea that when it comes to the traits of people who don't make it in, all right, it says that the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and liars, they're not going to be able to make it in, right? But look at that first word. They're fearful. People who have fear, right? So people who have these irrational fears of all these things, there's no way they're going to make it in. Why? Because they didn't put their trust in the Most High. That is what is important, right? So we're looking back. We're looking to analyze. We're looking to just get a better idea of what is fear. How can we analyze fear? How can we categorize fear? There's two types of fear: godly fear, fear of the Most High, and worldly fear, fear of things of the world. One of these fears leads you to death, leads you to nothing except for a lifetime of sadness and literally just fear. But if you fear the Most High, so many things come out of that: power, love, confidence, boldness, all right, strength, a place of refuge. So you all choose, you know, when it comes to your fears, what are some fears that you can put behind you and instead begin to fear the Most High and make the wise choice of what you're going to fear? Fear the judgments of the Most High, because we know that there's a time coming where the things of this world, they're not going to matter at all. And what will matter is our actions, if we stay true to the Most High, if we kept the faith in what He can do. So keep the faith, keep the commandments, and drop those fears. There's no reason to have them. And always, thank you so much for listening, and share this with someone who may have a fear or some irrational fear, or that may just want to hear a little bit of something that, I don't know, may ring with their spirit. So thank you for tuning in, and Most High willing, I will be back soon for more episodes.